This episode of the show is brought to you by such patrons as Gordo, Crispy 808, Dharma Wheelies, MST3 Clay, Fancy Pants, Anonymous, Mr. Turbois, Parkman, Phone Losers of America, Benjamin, Despicable Dogs, Big Boy Fart 666, Jesus Penis, and Turbo the High Level Squirrel. To find out more about the show, visit immoralhole.com. To find our archives, visit travelswithmiriam.com. To hear our live show, visit immoraljuice.com on Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. To donate to the show without using Patreon, we have a page set up at immoralhole.com/show/contribute. Our YouTube is at youtube.com/@madhousemilitia. Our Patreon is patreon.com/madhousemilitia. And try and start it up. God damn it.
What?
Hello? Hi. Hi. My son's shipping out soon.
Who's calling? Don't make...
Oh.
Okay. To come off the locker.
Hi, hello?
Hello?
Are you able to hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to find some shoes, and I had a few questions, if you got, like, a minute to speak with me.
Yeah, what shoes are you looking for?
Well, they're going to be female shoes, and it's really hard to find shoes that are, like, wide, the wide shoes.
Gotcha. Yeah, so we don't necessarily carry anything that's specifically wide.
Uh-huh.
We have, like, our shoes that run a little bit wider, so it'll be, like, my On Clouds or my Adidas.
Okay. Well, I guess what I'm specifically, like, looking, I'm not looking for a specific color or anything like that. I'm just looking for fat girl shoes.
The only thing I would really have that necessarily, like, runs wide is going to be probably an Adidas.
Okay, because I'm just looking for something for a fat girl. She's got a foot, then when she steps down, it, like, expands, like, three times the size wide because she has the cankle.
Yeah.
In the camping hole behind the parking lot. Hi.
Hello?
I'm looking for a camping hole. Yes, can you hear me? Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm sorry, I think you have
okay.
the wrong number.
No, I do not. I'm looking for a camping hole.
A camping hole?
Yes, a hole for camping. And
yeah,
maybe some camping hole grease as well. So we can fit all the campers in there real nice and tight. You know, camping trip. Portable hole. Full oil would be acceptable, too, if you don't have full grease.
Hey, ask for matches. See if they got the waterproof.
Waterproof camping hole. Or can we scotch guard it? Hello? Are you there?
You can definitely scotch guard it.
Okay. Is there any particular type of scotch guard you recommend? And where do I pick up this hole anyway? You aren't explaining anything.
Ask about the water in the shoes.
The water in my shoes, what do I do? Can I use the scotch guard after the item is already... What?
You definitely want to dump the water out first. Yeah.
Where do I put it, though? There's a lot of it in here. There's so much of it in here. I don't know where to put it.
Sink.
Do you want it?
Possibly. Possibly the sink.
No, I'm going to give it to you. You sound like you could use it.
The water?
Yes. You know, shoe
water. Shoe water?
You don't have shoe water, though. This is good stuff, nice and fresh. You hear people who pay big bucks for this on the street.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
Cut to the chase. Do you have water or not?
Negative.
This guy wants the shoe water. Find something else. I think there's a hose out back. You can try that.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, how you doing?
Fine. Yourself?
Hi. Good. I hear you sell camping goods.
Oh, you're so good looking for my old business. I used to, but it's unfortunately not in for yeah, it hasn't been open for about 5 years now. I had to close it down.
Oh. Oh, you still have a Google Maps listing. I don't know if you were aware of that.
I've tried to clean it up, but I guess the one time
you
had always
big rag.
Internet.
Yeah. You have to use BleachBit. That'll get rid of it.
What's it called?
It's a service. It's called BleachBit.
BleachPit. P-I-T?
Yeah, BleachPit. Yeah.
That's interesting.
That'll do it. Yeah.
And it just cleans
it
off.
It offers a service. Yeah, it'll clean it off with a nice rag, yeah.
Interesting.
Sorry, I've been eating a lot of MREs lately, and things are weird.
Yeah, I believe you.
Yeah.
It's only getting weirder.
Yeah. All right, I'll let you go. I didn't mean to bother you or anything, but Google is a pain to work with to get rid of listings like that. But I'm sure you'll find it. You'll find the way to get rid of it. Have a good night. All right.
All righty. Well, good luck to you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Oh, boy. Bye.
W. Footlocker, how can I help you this evening?
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can.
Hello? Okay.
Hello?
Do you guys carry children's shoes?
Yes, we do.
Now he's getting more shoes for
us. What's the smallest size?
For, like, infant, toddler, grade school?
Yeah, probably like toddler. Yeah. Two is toddler,
I know for,
right?
Like, yeah, so we have infant shoes, which are, if I'm not mistaken, infant is 4 to 10, and then toddler is 11 to 3.
Okay, do you guys have, like, Jordans in that size?
We have a couple, yes.
Okay. So what's your return policy like?
30 days.
All right. 30 days? Okay, and if they're worn, can you still bring them back? Or?
They can't be, like, really beat up.
Okay.
So if they're, like,
okay, no
so
problem.
If they're slightly worn, I think that's okay.
Sure, we'll do
I think this would probably be okay. So my daughter recently died of leukemia, and the funeral home was wanting us to get like an outfit ready for her, and she always loved Jordans. We signed her up for the Make-A-Wish, you know, but it didn't get to her in time, unfortunately.
I'm so sorry.
I wanted to get a pair, but we just need them for the funeral. So I just was going to bring them back afterwards, but she'd be wearing them, you know, in the past.
Yeah. I'd have to ask my manager if that's okay. First of all, I'm very sorry for your loss.
It's okay. We have two other kids. So.
Okay. Let me just ask my manager. Give me one sec.
Okay. And if you could also, we're doing embalming, and they've warned us about, like, fluids that can leak. So, like, if we can we scotch guard the shoes, or?
The natural fluids.
All natural.
Natural fluids? What happened?
This woman performs a ritual that restores what every day takes away. A fluid that renews the natural flow of moisture that slows with time.
Oh, God.
Natural fluids.
No, no natural fluids. Thank you.
Pat made some wild ads back in the day.
I'm looking for... Hello?
Blackgraph Fashion Show, this is Kelijah.
Hi, I'm looking for a shoe for my son that's shipping out to boot camp.
What shoe was it?
Yes, sir! Yes, sir! Yes, sir! What are you thinking about? I don't
want
no money. I'm sorry?
Yeah, my son needs boots for boot camp.
Oh, unfortunately, we don't carry those.
What about shoe boots?
I'm sorry?
Shoe boot. A shoe booty?
No.
What about walrus gum boots?
No.
No?
What about
mirrors on some hobnail boots?
If you want, you can pull up Google and type in Manoa boots and see if you like those, because those are the only ones we sell by Nike.
Yeah. That's what he needs for when he gets to boot camp, so they beat him up.
Sir, I need boots, sir! Sir, I need boots, sir!
There he is.
Okay, I won't be able to order through the phone. You can either do footlocker.com, our footlocker app, or you can come in store and we can order it for you.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to make sure you had them, that's all.
Yeah, we can order them through online. We don't have them in store, though.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, yeah. Will you have it in within the week or no? If I ordered it, like, tomorrow, I come in, we bring my stupid kid in. He'll, you know, have his feet out.
Sir, I'm stupid, sir.
His girlfriend likes to wear fat shoes.
It usually takes about 3 to 5 business days to ship out things from online.
Wait, so it's coming from online to your store to the shoes, to the house? I'm confused.
You order in store and it gets shipped to your place of residence. Or you can ship it to the store and you can come back and pick it up.
That's confusing, but okay.
Liar.
Well, we'll figure that out. Let me put my brother on. He had other questions.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Hi, I'm the man of the house. And I do all the purchase decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm making a budget for the household right now. What is your cheapest shoe?
Depends on what you're looking for.
I'm looking for some cowboy boots.
We don't have cowboy boots.
Do you have steel-toed boots?
Have some. No, we don't carry boots.
What do you got? You got basketball shoes?
I have nothing
shoes?
Relative to boots. Yeah, I have basketball shoes. The cheapest one is $79.99. It's a Kyrie 5.
What about Pro Wings?
No.
You know the ones that Payless used to sell, the Pro Wings?
Yeah, we don't carry shoes that Payless sells.
Oh. Because those are really good, like, for the first week. But if you scuffed them, you had to buy that, like, white paint, and then you, like, painted your shoes. You painted over the scuffs.
Okay, sir. I need to attend to customers in my store. Were there any other questions that I can help you out with?
Oh, no, they don't. Those customers don't have any money.
You have a good
night.
They're
just browsing. Oh, what are we drinking? Hello?
He's drinking a cup full of fucking static.
Hello, sir.
Hello, hi. How can I help?
Hey, can you jiggle the cord on the phone? There's some static.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you know on the base of the phone, that cord that goes into the phone, can you push it hard in so you have a good connection?
Can you hear me better now?
Maybe.
Should
What's wrong with
now?
The phone? It's
Did you
okay. I do. Who are you?
No.
So I'm looking for a Halloween.
Rose Model?
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Hi, my name is my name is Pinocchio, and I want a costume so I can be a real boy. Hello?
I guess.
Hello? Please leave a message after.
Okay. Hello? Hello? I'm calling about the hotel machine. I'm here. My kid's got his foot stuck in the door. It's Halloween and he wants to really go trick-or-treating tonight. But no one's here. I can't get the door open. I need help. Give me a call.
Hello?
Hi, this is Tina at American Costumes. We just missed your call.
Miss General, Red Shoe.
I'm sorry?
Can we discuss this? There's a stalker that has our numbers, and
what are you talking about, sir? I'm a costume store. Are you looking for a Halloween costume or a stalker?
Miss General, Red Shoe.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He called me from your number. I know it was not you.
No, this is a costume store, sir.
Well, the scam likely thing, I'm the person that wrote that code, okay? Now, millions of people have seen scam likely come up over their phone.
What are you, fucking insane?
I hope it was two.
You're calling a travel lodge. It's Barbara speaking. How can I help you?
Hi. How much for ants?
Sorry?
How much for ants? I have 600 ants that need a room. They're in a box. They won't get out.
Rocking bottle?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm locked in my room. I can't find my way out.
Sorry?
I'm stuck in the room. The door won't open.
Which room number?
It's the 15 on the second, you know, right around the bend there. And the door, it's like someone poured, like, wood glue between the door and the jamb, and it's all glued together.
Which room number?
It's 1-5. Is it 1-1-5, 2-1-5?
Sorry, it's the wrong number.
Oh, no, you put me here, and you glued me in the door.
Which hotel do you require?
Rocky is the
another motel over there. It is the different Rocky.
Well, this is you, Rocky Inn. I'm rocking in the room, and I'm stuck in here.
Well, which room number? 115?
Yes. That's the one.
But here only we have only the 10 rooms.
Oh, then it must be 10.
Yeah,
the last
it's
one.
A different Rocky room.
Oh, see? I got confused.
Yeah.
Someone poured like a bottle of wood glue through the door jamb and the door won't open.
No, but it's not a same model.
It's goo.
Just you want. Okay,
it's
a different Rocky.
Oh, but I came to you, I thought.
So, sorry, listen to me. What do you want to call the Rocky Inn? It's the different model, and this Rocky Inn is the different model. It's in the Long Beach Boulevard.
Oh, yeah, I'm on the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the one where there's a gond here that needs a lung, you know?
Yeah. Okay?
Yeah. All right. Glad we're on the same page.
90s, come on. So
one more time.
Hi, I need to get shelter with my brother. We're going to shelter together tonight. He has the blankets, and I have the pillow.
Yeah.
Do you have a room?
Hello.
Hi, you have a room?
No, we have no room.
Oh, what happened? What happened to the room?
Nothing. It's full.
What's it full of, though?
Shit.
Oh, that explains it.
You definitely eat too much cheese.
I got a little motel.
Hello, good sir. Hello. Hi.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I'm in my room right now. And I'm writing on the wall. I'm taking notes on the wall. I have a Sharpie marker. I need to know how to spell something. Do you have a phone? You could look it up for me.
This is Wagon Wheel Motel, Linwood, sir.
Yeah, I'm writing on the wall in my room at the Wagon Wheel.
What room number are you in, sir?
I'm in number 10. How do you spell Mater Chode on the wall? I want to write it.
I don't know, sir.
Okay, hang on. Let's see. Hey, Siri, how do you smell motherfucker in Hindi? Hello? Where you go, guy?
Studio 6, Bellflower, how can I help you?
Hi, that
Studio
box
six,
thing in my room keeps... Hello?
Sorry?
That box thing in my room keeps making noise. What do I do about it?
What box thing? What room are you in?
The box thing. I'm in
the room
with one bed. The one with
what
the one
bed. Number? What room number?
The one I was checked into. You should
what
have a
number?
Record of that.
Sir, what room
the
number
one you
are you in?
Into. What's
sir?
Wrong with your records?
Hi, I'm here in the room and the things are floating.
What room?
It's the 10, it's the one by the ice machine.
Ice machine?
Well, maybe it's not an ice machine, it's a machine of some sort. It's by the back.
You know the what room number? I need a room number.
It's okay. It's just I'm concerned. Is the hotel haunted?
What room number you are?
Well, I think it's more outside. So I'm sitting in my car and things are floating
what
in my
outside,
car.
What outside? What room number?
Well, I'm not staying here. I'm just letting you know I was here with a friend.
So
earlier.
Why are you calling me? You know, stay here. So why are you complaining?
Oh, no, I'm not complaining. I'm just asking a question. I just want to know.
Yeah, but why you're not in the room. So how do you know it's
right.
Leaking?
Well, because I'm not in the room, but I'm seeing things floating. They're in my car. I'm out here. I'm parked here. And I just want to know
car?
If there's
I have
something.
No parking lot, have no car. So
I'm
how
not in your
leaking?
Parking lot.
So you may be somewhere else, so why you complain to me?
I'm not complaining. I'm just wondering if your hotel's haunted. Okay. Thank you. Very nice customer. Of course not.
Hello, Jala Motel. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm a service for the people here. Like I was delivering food, and my pizza lifted out of my hands as I was standing in front of a door to deliver it. And it lifted up to the ceiling, and then it disappeared.
Just a minute, I give to the manager. Wait a minute.
Okay, it's very spooky.
Hello, can I help you?
Hi, I'm a delivery driver. I was delivering a pizza here. I went up to the door.
Which
and
one?
The pizza... Oh, I don't recall exactly which number it was. It was on the app. And my short-term memory is not very good.
Okay.
But it was... Yeah, it was on the first floor there, and the pizza it lifted up out of my hands, and it lifted up to the ceiling, and then it disappeared.
Okay.
It was a very strange experience, and I'm not sure whether or not the hotel's haunted or if I need to go to the hospital.
Which hotel are you at?
Oh, this one. East Side.
This one? Huh?
Yeah. East Side.
Okay, well, what was the name of the hotel, though?
It was the East Sider Motel.
East Side Motel?
East Sider.
Oh, well, you got the wrong motel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, so you may want to call East Side on PCH, right?
Well, I was there. Well, I was there, and the pizza went up, and I don't know if I have to go somewhere now.
Oh, just ask the front desk clerk to see if they can replace it.
Yeah, that doesn't track, but okay, I'll try.
Yeah, just tell them that, hey, the pizza disappeared. What's going on?
Yeah. All right, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
My man, thank you.
And then if that doesn't work, just call the pizza guy and just tell him, hey, you didn't deliver it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, all right. All right, I'm going to defraud a company. All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Sounds like a plan.
Your bitch, that was delicious.
Enchilada, how may I help you?
Hi, Enchilada Hotel, how are you?
Nope. Hi, I was wondering, after I eat the food, how should I return it back to you to recycle?
Oh. Where do you guys live?
Oh, just around the corner here. I ate the food, and I'm ready to release it into my toilet. But I'm thinking maybe I should return it to you, recycle it.
Yeah, what you can do, you're going to put in some towel, you know, save it for 3 days, then you bring it back.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
I'll save it, and I'll bring it to you.
Yeah, yeah. All right, thank you.
Okay, Benchot.
Bye.
Bye. Who wants it?
This is restaurant.
Yeah.
Thanks, calling Spice Fair.
Hi there.
Hello.
I was just wondering what your recycling policy is. Like, when it comes out, do I bring it back?
Oh, what do you want to bring back?
You know, after it comes out, I bring back and it can be recycled.
Bag? What kind of bag? I didn't get. You can
bring back.
You have a lot of space.
Okay. What do I do?
We have
with
a lot
that
of space. We have a lot of room available today. We are not busy. How many guests coming?
It's only gonna have to be one, really. There isn't too much yet.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Okay, what about this guy who I just met out here? He's coming.
Oh.
If I'm coming, he's coming.
Oh.
Be about this working. Hello?
Yes?
Hi. I ate there earlier, and now it's starting to release. I was wondering if you wanted me to bring it back for recycling.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I ate your food, and now I'm ready to release it back into the wild. And I was wondering if you want me to come back with it to recycle it for tomorrow. Yeah, it comes out my ass, and I bring it to you, and you feed it.
If you get it from Nunu's mom's tits.
Hi. Do you have the milk that comes from the cow? The Galmutra? Hello? 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 Okay.
Mother India cuisine?
Hi. I was there earlier with my family. We had your food. And we were wondering, do we bring it back to recycle?
Oh, thank you.
Like when we've eaten it and then we...
Eddie, it released.
It released?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Where do
I put
it? It's in my hand.
I don't know.
This is gross.
Do I bring it back? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, do I bring it back to recycle for tomorrow?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Hello?
Yes?
Hi. Yeah, my son, he's excreted the food. It got out. Do we bring it back for recycling?
The leavings.
So which, leavings. You got by online or by call?
What?
Yes, you order by phone call or like what?
Oh, we ate, we came there by, you know, we were walking in and we sat down and we made an order and we ate.
Yes.
And then we went home and we processed it and now it's coming out. And we wanted to know if you wanted us to recycle it, bring it back and you put it in tomorrow's food.
Indian restaurant, La Habra?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you, my friend?
Very good.
My name is Bod Marsh. What is your name?
Sam.
The same? Your name is also Bod Marsh?
Sam. S-A-M.
Oh, Sam.
Yes.
What's up, Sam?
Good. Thank you. Give me one second.
Good.
Oh, reply. Yes.
Okay.
How can I help you, brother?
Oh. Are we brothers?
Okay, how can I help you?
Okay, I want a room.
What is it?
Eco River Microtrail, this is Susan. Can I help you?
Hi, where's the meth lab at in the room?
The what lab?
The meth lab. I was told there would be a complimentary meth lab.
Well, I'm sorry, there isn't.
Came here.
Oh, can I build one?
No.
Do you have any beakers and tubes and vials and Bunsen burners?
Nope.
Okay, if you don't have a Bunsen burner, do you have, like, tea lights? Those work, too.
No.
Damn it. How am I supposed to make drugs if you don't... I need to make drugs.
Well, that's not going to
happen. For the children.
That's not going to happen.
Why?
Why? Because children don't need drugs.
Yes, they do. They're all on drugs these
don't.
Days.
That'll mellow them out too much.
Oh. Tell me one kid that's not on drugs.
Bitch.
A rich kid?
Drugs? Did you say drugs? Did you say drugs? Oh, my God.
See, are you gonna see? He's going through withdrawal. I have to make him some meth.
I need the blue. I need the Walter White drugs.
Give him Sudafed, and that will help. Give him a bunch of Sudafed.
No, you gotta use your. You gotta show your ID to get Sudafed because I know people are gonna make meth with it.
Well, you gotta show your ID here and a credit card.
Bitch. Yeah, but I'm just squatting here. I'm not actually like a paying guest. So.
Well, you got to be a paying guest to even get in here.
I have the ability to phase through walls. I take magic mushrooms, and then the door turns into like this very colorful spiral, and then I can walk right through.
Yeah. Well, Dan, give him mushrooms.
I'm not giving him my mushrooms. They're my mushrooms.
Why not?
Get your own.
Then get him some.
Whoop. They're not the same as meth, though. You can't satisfy a meth habit with mushrooms.
See, that they would be psychedelic, and then they would just have a nice trip.
No, then they might invent a smartphone like Steve Jobs.
Well,
Steve Jobs,
that's a good thing.
No, it's bad.
Why is that bad?
Well, you see the kids these days. Not only are they on drugs, but they look at their phones like 24/7. They don't even look up.
That is so true.
See, phones are bad.
Phones are bad.
And magic mushrooms. Yeah. So if I give this kid magic mushrooms, imagine what he's going to invent.
A magic marker.
No, it's already a thing.
Are you sure?
Yes, I think.
Okay. Anchorage. Try in Anchorage. They might
Anchorage.
Let you do that. Yeah.
Why would Anchorage be more amenable to a meth lab than your place?
Because you have more kids there.
Really? Okay. I was thinking, you know how they have ice cream trucks?
Yeah.
I was thinking of a meth truck.
You know, that would be a good idea. APD would really like that. Yeah, APD would like that. At least they know where one place to go. Because then they know one place
Who's
to go.
Who's APD?
Anchorage Police Department?
Oh.
Oh.
Well, like, I would put, like, you know, all the ice cream pictures up on the truck, but underneath each one I would put, it's actually meth, like in small print.
Well, when you come up with that good of a truck, then, I don't know, then you'll not have to worry about a place to make meth anymore. You'll have it right there in the ice cream truck.
Hmm. That's actually a really good idea. I could be making the meth while driving around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I don't know. The roads are too bumpy, though, because the local government doesn't fill potholes the way they should.
Well,
and things might splash around, and
that's
not a
true.
Good idea.
That is true. And we have a lot of dirt roads.
Hmm. Yeah, see? So, bingo bango.
Then you just have to park the truck to make the drugs, and after you make them, then you drive.
Hmm. I like you.
Park at one of the
you
homeless
camps. Come up with
camp.
Ideas.
Park at one of the tent camps,
oh,
the homeless camps.
No, they're gonna raid my truck and take all my meth.
At least they won't be drunk no more.
Do you think it's better to be an alcoholic or a meth addict? Which one do you think is better?
A meth addict.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know. I don't know if I agree with you because, well, how much does it cost to get drunk? Like, how much do you have to drink versus how much meth do you need to buy to get high?
Okay. To get meth, let's see here, to get really good and drunk, you probably have to drink a couple of, probably a couple of 40s.
A couple 40s, okay.
Or a fifth.
Hmm.
But
so that's like what?
Stuff.
$15,
$20, yeah. Yeah, well, no, let's see here, I would say about the same amount, okay, $50. You can get really good and drunk, and $50 you can buy meth. It's the same price.
Yeah.
But the meth will last
right,
well the next day.
But meth,
the alcohol won't.
But meth makes your teeth fall out and your heart explode, though. So, I mean, those are side effects.
And, well, alcohol, they fall down and they break their teeth out.
Well, see, you just can't win.
And that's
maybe
right.
You should just say no.
Just say
remember
no to drugs.
Remember the 80s? Just
yep.
Say no to drugs?
Just say
I couldn't
no.
Couldn't play an arcade game without the DARE campaign staring me in the face saying, hey, kids,
that's
don't
right.
Do drugs.
Don't do drugs. That's the best way.
Drugs are bad, okay?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So all the kids need to get off the drugs.
That's right. See, now you don't have to have a hotel to make drugs.
But how am I going to make a living now?
Well. Find a good idea. A good invention.
A good invention.
Mm-hmm. Start your own business.
Maybe I'll switch to being a pimp. Like,
now that's
might
there.
Actually
there you go.
Be.
That's the oldest profession in the world is the,
can't say the word because you're at work.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
so,
you have a good night.
Well, I mean, I really appreciate this career counseling. Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
Yeah. So yeah, thanks for putting me on the straight and narrow. I'll
okay.
Stop making meth and I'll start pimping women, and then
okay.
Things will get better for me.
That's true.
Yeah,
all right,
bye-bye. Bye. Yeah, like, how does she know that?
Hello, I'm speaking to you about that. How may I help you? Hello?
Hello, hi. Hi.
Hi, Alaskan View Motel. How may I help you?
Oh, this is the Alaskan View. Okay, perfect. I'm looking for a room.
Okay, will you have any pets?
No.
What was
I have
that?
One son and one brother.
Give me 1 second and I can look.
Yeah. We're shipping them out, you know. This is one last hurrah before we ship them out to the people to help him.
Starfleet.
Yeah, we're unlocking his cage.
Unfortunately, it looks like we're fully booked tonight.
Oh, you got a room somewhere. How about under the desk or a closet or something? My son ain't that big. Come on. Tell him, sonny, how big are you? 4 foot tall? Hey,
hello?
You. Hi.
Hello.
Yes, my son. He's only 4 foot tall. He don't need that big a room.
Unfortunately, we just don't have any. We're fully booked for the night. I'm so sorry.
Even a towel closet? If all them guests are using their towels, we could take the closet for how about $20?
Unfortunately, we don't have any room in the... We don't even have a closet. So I would recommend the Trout House or the Grand View Inn. Or Alaska Select.
The outhouse? How about the outhouse? You can let us use your outhouse.
The Trout House.
We need to clean it up afterwards. We have a plumber to clean it up, honey. Help us. He's going to be gone. We ain't going to see him for years. He's going to be out on the water. Tell him, sonny. Come on, Wendy. I'm going to miss you.
Unfortunately, I don't have anything I can help you with.
So sad. Oh, darling.
Sorry about that.
Oh, how about trick or treat? We'll throw a big trick or treat for your party tonight. You know what? That way we'll pair away.
Well, there's actually no one in the office. Sorry.
Oh, well, we could come and greet you, and we wouldn't even be stormed that loud. We wouldn't mind. You could be in the office.
Oh, there's no one there. Everyone has gone home for the night. Sorry about that.
I
do have another work call, so I will have to let you go. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, sugar. Well, we got our pins out. Trick or treat. You got anything for us? Trick or treat.
Have a good night.
You, sweetie. I love you. This is concerned by calling.
Why are you concerned?
Puffin in, this is Teresa. How may I help you?
Hi, I just got a call to my room, and it said that the front desk was concerned, and so I'm just wondering, why are you concerned?
About what's the room number?
215. There was a message. It said, "Hi, this is the front desk. We are concerned." And I just want to know, why are you concerned?
I have no idea, sir. What is your room number?
215.
We don't have a 215.
Oh, hold on. I'm dyslexic. It's 152.
We don't have a 152.
Huh. What about a 512?
Yep, we don't have a 512. What's your last name?
Johnson.
Johnson.
What about a 251?
We don't have a 251.
I don't know. I wrote the numbers down, and I just need to figure out which combination is the right one.
What's your first name?
Meth.
What is your first name?
Meth. My name is Meth Johnson. You should have it there in your computer machine.
We have a lot of Johnsons. That's why it's taken me a minute to look it up.
Oh, okay. So what have we tried? Do you try 125?
Yeah, we don't have a 125. So the room is under your name?
Yeah.
Under.
I'm having a Halloween party in here. That's
yep.
why I thought maybe they called the room and said they were concerned because I've converted the hotel room into a haunted house.
Yep, what's
and I've been inviting people.
M-E-T-H-E.
M-E-T-H-E.
Yeah, I can't find you on our system.
Yeah, so I like hired people off the street to like be in the room at the haunted hotel room. And the people walk through the door, you know, someone crawls out from under the bed and goes, boo! And then they keep going, they walk towards the bathroom, and then someone pops up out of the toilet. I don't know how he fit in there, but he's in there.
Yep, I'm not finding a room under your name.
Let's see, 215-125-512-251.
Nope. 251. Nope. That's not us.
What are your room numbers like then? You have like two numbers?
Yeah, we have four numbers on each room.
Oh, okay. So maybe I missed a number. What about 2150?
Yeah. Nope. It would be 1205, something like that.
How about 1250?
Nope. We don't have a 1250. Nope.
You're not making this easy.
I'm not finding your name. And you said the room's under your name, right?
I don't know. Maybe I gave my middle name Count.
Yeah.
Like
nope.
I can Count Dracula.
Nope. Hold, sir.
I have a second middle name. Meow.
We are on hold. She could come back at any time.
My second middle name is Fester.
She has a lot of Johnsons.
I should
ask. How big were they, though?
That's a good question. I should ask. Actually, that could be a means by which to identify which Johnson it is. Did she record the length of each Johnson?
Well, the Johnson I saw was very large. He had a big beard.
My goodness.
Yeah. It was sticking out of his trousers.
A bearded elephant. I'm sorry.
Every single week. Happy birthday.
Alaska Range, this is Jimmy. Can I help you?
Hi, happy birthday. I love you. I need to know if you have any rooms available.
I do.
Oh, nice.
So how many people?
Four people. It's my son, my father, and my brother-in-law, and
I
myself.
See. Oh, yeah.
My son's shipping out soon.
I don't have any rooms that'll hold that many people. My rooms are real small. I don't have rooms
with
two
full
beds. Tell them we're small.
We're small people.
Right.
Like, yeah.
You can always try Young's Motel. 883-4411.
No. I don't want to know.
No, seriously. Most of us are like 2-3 feet tall. We can fit anywhere.
Yeah, we're little people.
Dog.
Hello, thank you for calling Pioneer Motel.
Hi.
This is Jenny. Hi.
Yeah, when I bring my family, is it all right if my son's on a leash?
If you're what?
if my son's on a leash. Some people get weirded out and think, oh, you know, that's cruel.
Let me go.
But he's a real, you know, a little bastard. You know, he gets into everything. If I don't have him on a leash, he'll be breaking everything. He smashes everything.
You have a reservation with us tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah,
My wife said she was going to make it. I don't know if she did.
Okay, yeah. My concern is the noise level, just because we're a motel, so we have, like, thin walls.
The motherfucker just bit me, man.
Here, take the phone.
Why are
take
you?
The phone. I'll deal with it.
No, he bit me. The little motherfucker bit me, man.
Come here.
Why are you concerned?
Because he might have given me tetanus.
I got a rusty nail. I'm not afraid to use it.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and hang up, unless you guys have any other concerns.
No, don't do
questions.
That.
Oh, you should totally imagine.
No, well, we do have a concern. We have many concerns.
I have a quick question. Why don't you just hang up? Why do you say you're going to hang up?
So,
it's like in movies where the villain... Shut up, I'm talking.
Don't
talk over me.
What's the name of the
reservation? Do you know in movies... Johnson... So, you know in movies how the villain, like, tells a whole story before they are going to kill the person or whatever?
That name. You have a good night.
It's Meth Johnson.
It's Meth Johnson.
Meth Eddie's in Young's Motel. How can I help you?
Bueno?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And many more. Hi, we were paid to call and sing happy birthday. This is a birthday gram. Problem, but
Louis in Uptown Motel.
Too intelligent
help you?
For this. Hello.
Louis in Uptown. How may I help you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What can I do for you?
I'd like to make a room booking. I'd like to make a booking, please.
Okay.
Can I get a room for a fight people, please?
Yeah, we're a traveling polka band. There's five of us.
Are you crank calling me right now?
No, we literally drive around the country.
We're a gypsy band that used to be a part of Ringling Brothers, and we're trying to get a room.
Okay. Sorry.
We're trying to bring back the elephants, you know, to the circus and slap them when they don't do the right thing.
Wait a minute, I thought we were a polka band.
I think I lied to you there, Joe. We're actually the reincarnation of Ringling Brothers. We're calling it Wing Dingling Brothers.
I need to stop applying for jobs when I'm drunk.
Hello.
Hello? Hi.
Yes.
I was wondering if you had any openings for whole rooms? Holes.
Opening for what?
The room holes. I can put my body in there and lie comatose for a number of hours and then wake up feeling refreshed.
Okay, for just overnight?
Yeah, one overnight. Over easy.
Okay, so one person. How many people and do you have any pets?
I have two people with me. They do not identify as pets except for the one.
Who do you know what he means by pets?
Yeah.
Animals. Do you have any animals?
Yeah, he identifies as an animal.
Hey,
he's a person.
Tell you what. I pass. Hey. You sound super difficult. Don't call me back, okay?
I'm gonna call you back.
Fuck you, buddy. Fuck you.
You sound super difficult.
Hi, dude. Nick, man. I hope you.
Hey, Nick. How's it freaking going, man?
It's going good. How you doing?
I'm not doing too good. My name is Robert Jonathan Fifth the Sir, and I am the owner of Marty's Furniture Store here in Fresno. And I'm very pissed that you, one of your truck drivers, came by my store and put his butt cheeks up against the windows of my glass.
All right, have a good night, man.
No.
I'm just going to get stuck.
Hello? Thank you for calling Cemetery and Haunted House.
Yes, hello. I'm trying to sort the hotel. I'm so scared and I can't find my way out. Please give me a call to Samba right away. They won't touch, stop touching me. Oh, God.
I didn't cheese me.
Hello. Yes, I'm trapped in the house. I can't find my way out. Hello. Yes, I can't find my way out. I'm in here, but I can't find my way out. And I'm terribly scared and frozen. I'm here. Oh, God. I'm here. Oh, God. I'm so scared. I can't find my way out. Oh, help. Help.
Help.
Oh, God. God and baby Jesus, help those people.
Hello. 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 Oh, God. I'm trapped.
Is that what you just said to me, too?
Paper and Morehouse and Emerald Skirt.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, this is Jack. I'm lost in the haunted house. Hello?
This is Ted from Florida.
Excuse me? My name is Jack.
Oh, it's Jack from the Beanstalk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I'm lost, but all I can see is I'm by Dracula's coffin. Do you know where that is?
Nope.
How do I get out of here?
Follow the lights.
It's all dark. I can't see anything. Oh, wait a minute. I think I found something.
Yep, that's it.
Oh, no, there's a ghost. There's like a real ghost. Oh, my God. I've been slimed. Oh, my God. Just like in the Ghostbusters. I thought that was just a movie.
Oh.
Help me. I'm very scared.
Get the fuck out of here. Oh my God, fucking move.
Hello? This is Jack from the Beanstalk. You were right.
I knew it. It's Jack.
Yeah. So, I'm trying to find the beanstalk so I can climb out of here. Where is it?
It's to your right.
You're lying. I don't trust you.
You're catching on. You're
why
catching
would
on.
You help me? Why are... I think there's like a real vampire here. Yeah, he's beckoning me over, and for some reason I can't resist him. No. Dracula, you don't want me. I have the diabetes. My blood is...
The diabetes? Your feet are dying? Tasty.
I have high blood sugar, Dracula. It's not good for you. Sir, what are you doing? It sounds like a horror movie on the other side of this conversation.
Delta Accommodations in Alaska Country Inn. This is Kira.
Good evening. I would like to reserve a resting space, please.
For when?
For tonight.
Just one night?
Yes, only the night.
And what's the name?
Count.
Count what?
Count Dracula. I want a room with a king-sized coffin.
I'm sorry, we don't have coffins.
I can only sleep in a coffin.
Well, dang it. We're going to have to get some for next year.
You should. Count Dracula does go on vacation now and again.
Well, man, I didn't get the memo.
I need a room with a coffin, not a bed. Remember for next year.
Okay, I will for sure.
Good evening.
Good night.
I
Thank
will
you for
go
the laugh.
Somewhere else to sleep.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye, little one. Bye. Are you having trouble hanging up the phone?
Delta Accommodations in Alaska Country Inn. This is Kira.
Hi. My name is Renfield. I need to reserve a room for my master, Dracula.
I just told Dracula we don't have any coffins.
Dracula doesn't take no for an answer. He's He's going to beat me unmercifully if I don't get him a room with a coffin.
Do you have any suggestions?
Yes. Do you have many Amazon Prime boxes you could cut into a coffin?
That is an idea. I don't know if it would be very comfortable for him, though.
Dracula's kind of an asshole. I don't really care if he's comfortable.
Well, at this hotel, we like to provide comfort for our customers.
Yes. Yes, but Dracula, he beats me unmerciful and he gives me low self-esteem.
Maybe we should reserve a room for you instead.
No, Dracula makes me sleep outside.
Well, that's not very nice.
He says I smell like rotting cheese.
Did you try showering?
What is that?
You should look it up.
But seriously, though, Dracula needs a room with a king-size coffin. Can you make it happen?
Yes, I definitely can.
Great. That means I get to live. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Okay. Dracula will be there shortly. You'll
okay.
know him. He looks like he looks like the guy on the Count Chocula cereal box.
Awesome. I'll be waiting.
All right. Good job.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Security control, this is Joe. How can I help you? Security control, this is Joe. How can I help you?
Hey, hi. Hey, give one second. Hey, let me get the phone to my dad. Hey, Dan, take the phone.
Hi. Hello.
Security control, this is Joe. How can I help you?
Hello, I am his father.
Hola.
Hi, this is Frankie with Cemetery Haunted House, returning a missed call.
Hello.
Hello, this is Cemetery Haunted House.
My name is Nikki, but I have a missed call from this number.
I'm sorry, I just missed your call, this number just came in, and I was returning the phone call.
Why does that concern you?
I was just returning the missed phone call.
Why are you concerned? So,